Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he threw out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It might be one of the episodes before I left Toronto. One evening, a gentleman from Southeast Asia, he called me to visit her wife. So I went, gave her Holy Communion, gave her unction and prayer over her, of course. Then I left. In the very late evening, the gentleman called me. Amazingly, he said, "She can speak now again." She got the disease of her throat, and she could not speak for quite a couple of months. Jesus healed her. So amazing. Jesus is always ready to give us a helping hand. It's important that we stay with him. Just simply to say a few words to him when we need him, and trust everything into his hand. Jesus is with us. He's happy to listen to us. Ask and be given. It's so true. We should have this kind of simple faith. Ask the Lord what we need. Whatever. If it's the will of God, it will be given to us. So thank you, Jesus, that you are attending us all the time. Please teach us to have a trust in you, to have a simple faith. Just whatever you do, for the glory of God. Jesus, we trust in you.